Director Ron Underwood had a small-scale hit with his first film, Tremors, in 1990, but it wasn't until 1991 that he made a big splash in Hollywood with his second movie, City Slickers. The success of that film meant that he could command bigger budget and bigger stars, like Michael Keaton and Gina Davis, the co-stars of Underwood's new romantic comedy. Film critic Stephen Schiff reviews Speechless.
Underwood and his screenwriter, Robert King, have hastened to assure the world that their movie was conceived and written 2 years before the big romance between the rival campaign spinners Mary Matlin and James Carville. That's too bad, because though Speechless has its charms, it could have used a lot more of what Mary and James have. Eccentricity, vulgarity, juice. The setting is New Mexico, where the Democratic candidate for senator is a distinguished-looking stiff named Wanamaker. And the Republican is a scary smoothie named Garvin, and the race is neck and neck. Wanamaker's chief speechwriter is Julia, played by Gina Davis. And she has a problem. She's an insomniac. So is Garvin's new speechwriter, Kevin, played by Michael Keaton. In fact, they meet fighting over the last pack of Nidol in the hotel drugstore. Naturally, they fall in love. And naturally, they conceal from each other their real occupations. What they have going for them, besides the fact that they're both awake at the same time, is not so much chemistry as similarity. Underwood has directed Keaton and Davis to have the same rhythms, the same double takes. Actually, if you looked at the screenplay and covered up the names, you'd probably find it impossible to distinguish Julia's lines from Kevin's. They're written in exactly the same breezily bantering style. All of which, for a while at least, is fairly pleasant. As in this scene, in which Kevin and Julia are sitting in bed, looking at one another's driver's license photos.
Yeah, those are my serial killer ears. Did you just snort?
No.
Yes, you did. You laughed and then you snorted. There you go. Yeah, you're snort laughing. It's a common thing. Actually, you could have used a snort laugh here.
Ooh,
but your bad attitude.
I hate when people say smile.
Yeah, guess so.
Me, I hate it when movies say smile. And this one keeps saying it long after you feel like complying. The problem with Speechless is that, smile as you may, you never feel much like laughing. In fact, you never feel much of anything at all because the movie remains so relentlessly conventional and mild. It shouldn't have been. Hidden behind its premise is an unstated outrage that these two rival spin doctors can fall in love precisely because they're exactly alike. Their beliefs don't differ enough to divide them because they have no beliefs. That's a shocking and sadly realistic assessment of the state of the American political process, but the movie makers don't seem to realize it. About midway through, they do give Julia a smidgen of idealism, but in this case the cure is worse than the disease. And you feel relieved when the movie stops glowing virtuously and gets back to the mechanics of its plot, which unfortunately get more mechanical with every passing scene. Speechless starts brightly and then spends 98 minutes dimming. But Davis and Keaton do work well together. They can toss quips around like acrobats juggling tenpins. I'm not sure you'd call that chemistry. Tracy and Hepburn, Gable and Lombard, Gary Cooper and Gene Arthur, their chemistry was a combustible marriage of opposites. And it produced a lot of heat. Davis and Keaton are a pleasant couple, but all they produce in the end is fizz.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker. This is Fresh Air.